number of U.S. cities have started restricting food handouts to the homeless. In Texas, one Good Samaritan is fighting to keep delivering meals to the needy of San Antonio. And as Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports, she argues this is her religious right.
Every Tuesday night, Joan Cheever hits the streets of San Antonio to feed the homeless. In a decade, she's rarely missed a night, but on a recent windy Tuesday, something new happened. The police showed up.
He said we have to have a permit. We have a permit. We're a licensed nonprofit food truck. All of this food came out.
You're licensed by who?
City of San Antonio.
Cheever has a licensed food truck. She runs a nonprofit called the Chow Train. On this night, she's loaded the back of a pickup with catering equipment and hot meals. She's at San Antonio's Maverick Park near a noisy downtown highway.
So then you have your permit?
Yeah, we have permit.
Okay, well, let's
documents are produced, but there's a problem. They're for the food truck, not her pickup. Cheever argues the food truck where she cooks the meals is too big to drive down the alleyways she often navigates in search of the homeless.
This comes up, and I tell you guys and the mayor that we have a legal right to do this.
Legal right based on what, though?
Based on the Texas Freedom Reformation, Restoration Act.
Cheever is claiming RFRA, the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act that protects free exercise of religion. The officer isn't buying it. He writes her a ticket. The fine could reach $2,000.
So anybody, any Good Samaritan that offers food for people that are in need or homeless.
That's great. You are a Good Samaritan.
No, but
very nice that you're doing that.
But Good Samaritans get tickets in San Antonio?
Yes.
But does invoking RFRA give you license to ignore the law?
That is not actually an easy question to answer.
Michael Arians teaches law at St. Mary's University in San Antonio.
RFRA applies when the government of any type substantially burdens an individual's free exercise of religion.
The key phrase is substantially burdens.
RFRA does not allow any do-gooders simply to do whatever they wish to make a law unto themselves without interference from local or state government.
So is the city of San Antonio substantially burdening Cheever by ordering her to operate only from a food truck? Cheever complains that San Antonio has joined other cities, turning feeding the homeless into a crime. The National Coalition for the Homeless says upwards of 30 cities have some kind of ban on distributing free food for the homeless. Many, including San Antonio, want to consolidate services for the homeless in one location, often away from tourists.
You all come out of the street so you don't get hit.
It's the Tuesday night after the ticketing, and Cheever is back. She's risking another ticket. She could even be arrested. But this time, there are no police. Cheever and her Chow Train volunteers are greeted by dozens of supporters and homeless people.
It warms my heart, but it doesn't surprise me because the community is behind me, and they're behind every other nonprofit that does what I do, and there are a lot of them.
Cheever has community support, but is the law on her side? She's about to find out. In late June, Cheever challenges the ticket in court. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies.